This is GQDN for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/GripQuest. And by patreon.com/TheGripQuest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some of the best deals coming to Amazon Prime Day. Some of the early access deals. A little bit of Diablo news. And after 9 years of Destiny 2. But today, we start with a tribute to the five that lost their lives. Kotaku does say that Grand Theft Auto 5 will immortalize the lost Titanic submarine with a fan mod. So we do know that yesterday we lost five people from this earth going down to check out the Titanic wreckage. And because of this, there was an Ocean Gate Titan Submersive 1.0 that was made by Open4 and is already has about 1,000 downloads. And that was created by Skyline GTR Freakum. And the mod did say that it was fully diveable and drivable submersive, just like the Ocean Gate Titan to GTA 5. So that indeed did hit. And we will talk more about this in GQ2 tomorrow after the show. Not just the tribute, but what happened with that submarine. Now we get to some positive news. And this comes from esportsinsider.com. And they are saying that Nick Merckx and Skump will co-host the Battle of the Champs, the MFAM Gauntlet. So the MFAM Gauntlet has $100,000 prize pool at UFC X in Las Vegas. And that goes alongside the Call of Duty esports legend, Seth Skump Ebner. So Nick Merckx, Kolchev, and Skump will be creating teams that will battling alongside one lucky fan for $100,000 in cash. So the Gauntlet will be a 2-day event, July 7th and 8th, between Team Nick Merckx and Team Skump. Day 1 will be the Open Tournament Series, where the fans will be competing alongside the two for a spot on their teams, as well as VIP tickets to UFC 290 for that night. Then Team Nerks and Team Skump will face off for the $100,000 prize pool. And for that format, game titles and team assignments will be announced at start time. Game titles will be kept confidential until the event, which was streamed on UFC's official Twitch channel. I do have that Twitch channel. I do watch them from time to time. And the other popular creators will be at the event, which will include Joe Woe, Diaz Biffle, Repluse, FaZe, Zuma, and Alex Ray. And the creators will also be in attendance. For they do stream Call of Duty in the recent past, but his skin was taken out of the game because he did tweet about LGBTQ plus topics on Twitter or on social media. So here's what Nicholas did say, quote, "I wish I had opportunities like this when I was coming up. We're bringing nothing but positivity, healthy competition, and a big bag to Vegas to the MFAM Gauntlet. I can't wait to get back in front of the crowd, play, and give one skilled fan a shot at $100,000. The Gauntlet at UFC is going to be crazy." Indeed it will. Now, out of the esports corner, we go to Bungie. And Eurogamer.net did say that 9 years after Destiny 2 release, they will reveal the origin of the Traveler. Well, I did say Destiny 2, right? No, Destiny 1. That is my fault. But that's 9 years ago. And they did introduce the Traveler, which is a mysterious dormant entity that previously held magical powers, as well as the ability to hold back the ominous-sounding darkness. But where did it come from? What about its nature of powers? And could the Traveler be actually a bad guy? We shall see. There was indeed a cutscene that did reveal the witness that was a race of people who first discovered the Traveler that was half buried on their planet's surface. So when they discovered it, traveler granted these people prosperity and a golden age of enlightenment, like it did for everybody else. But in the witnesses' growth, they also saw chaos and suffering, and then decided that the traveler needed to be controlled. So that expansion is indeed coming. Now, let's go to Nintendo, because Mario Kart did get the new city circuit in the upcoming night tour update. So here's what Mario Kart Tour did say on Twitter. This comes to us from Nintendo Life, by the way. Quote, "It is time for me racing suits. Wave 35 and Mario Kart Tour, a new me racing suit that's coming in the next tour. You can check out the video that is linked to them for more information." So night tour will be coming on the 28th of June, so in about 5 days. So you do have a couple days to get your remaining laps on the Battle of Bros. That did come from Nintendo Life as a direct quote. So go have fun with that. Now we get to some Diablo news. And well, IGN says that players are trying to work out on what the secret post-credits endings mean. So this does have spoilers. You have been warned. So you want to skip about 30 to 40 seconds ahead, you should be fine. But as Jamir Blanco did say, quote, "Sounds like some people are finally to starting to realize there's a post-credit cutscene in a game. But they're thinking that it's Mephisto has a key to it. Because like, he's the wolf, right? Trying to guide the players through the different acts. But Wowhead does think that it is going to be Lucien, which is Mephisto's son, and Lilith's brother." Interesting, interesting. So, Diablo 4 secret endings. We only the mysteries the players are really, well, really fussing over. But they also want to know if there's a secret cow level. But Blizzard says that the cow level doesn't exist. Still remaining on Diablo 4, Eurogamer has said that you may need to make a new character for the next season to do the season quests. So, Paul Tassi did say, quote, "So yeah, I get the battle pass. It's a new aspect, so Rod, help." Rod Ferguson. And Rod Ferguson did reply, "Hey Paul, yes to take part in a seasonal questline, mechanics, season journey, and battle pass, you'll need to create a new seasonal character. Playing campaign with seasonal character, if you so desire or need to finish, also progress the season journey and battle pass." And some of the responses to that tweet were was pretty mixed. One did say, quote, "Gotta be honest, as a new player, I don't see myself grinding that again. If I have to start from scratch for S11, I'm like likely done, meaning Diablo. And I know there's a ton of people in the same boat. I care about my current character. I just say blank if I lost him." Another player did say, quote, "This is not going to resonate well with a lot more casual players. You're turning off a large percentage of the player base. Consider making a non-seasonal tier for the battle pass for those who don't want to reset every few months. Not everyone has the will or desire to grind endlessly." Curious. Now we go to Hideo Kojima. And he's saying that, if I was to make a movie, it was going to take a very long time. Because he is a perfectionist. So, there's a bit of thinking that Hideo Kojima, especially coming with Death Stranding and Death Stranding 2, and Metal Gear Solid, thinking that one of those games should be made into a movie. So he did talk about this. Quote, "In games, no matter how much I make perfect, it doesn't end. Movies are 2 hours and I have to mix in everything. So I think I will never finish making it if I start making a movie. I'll be doing it all day." Further quote, "If I were a film and direct a movie, I would have to get out of the studio for about a year, and I can't do that." Lastly, told you yesterday, Amazon Prime Day is coming, but there's some early deals, and Amazon Fire, on Kindle, and Echo Dot for kids, and the 5 kids 2-packs. And the Echo Pop, along with Ring Video Doorbell, and some Audible Premium Plus for 3 months, which would be $30. Well, that's the way it is right now, but for sale, 3 months, $0. There you go. So micro SD cards such as the Samsung Pro Plus, 128 gigs, and that'll be $13. A Samsung 980 Pro SSD with heatsink, that's 1 terabyte, and that's RAM for all you PC gamers, for $63, save $27. A 9th-gen Apple iPad for $250, and an Apple MacBook Air M1 for $800. The Pro version, that's M2, will be $2,200, and the Xbox Series X bonus controller will be $500. Got some TVs, some watches, bunch of stuff. And you know we're full of stuff, aren't we? Tomorrow, twitch.tv/dawnforge for the weekly show. Oh yeah, lots of stuff to talk about. You heard it all week long. Oof, FTC. Anyway, this has been a Dawn Forge production. 2023, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people. Final Fantasy VII, Diablo 4, whatever. Go play some games. Video games! Let's go!